not uncommon for Talmidim to be frustrated with failure. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us real challenges, and we could work, we could be matzliach, and we make progress, and then we fall. Talmud's working on his dibur, not speaking lashon hara, averos chamuros. He's working on shmiras einayim and kedusha. How are we supposed to cope with that? Ein tzadik ba'aretz asher lo techta. Rabbeinu Yeruchim points out that the Torah Kedosha emphasizes something fascinating in terms of Shifra and Pua. Vatirena ha-mialdos, that the mialdos had Yirah Shemaim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards them, vayaslam batim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also rewards them with batim of Torah. There the Torah also describes that it's their Yirah Shemaim. Rabbi Yeruchim read Kol HaTorah Kula with an amazing eye of Musar, and he claims, these are his quoted words, "Ein derech haTorah lechalek toarim laosei mitzvah." In general, when the Torah describes a ma'aseh mitzvah, it describes the ches of Avram, it describes Avram's actions. When it describes what Moshe Rabbeinu did, it describes his actions. But when the Torah over here describes the Mialdos, there it says, Vatirena ha-Mialdos. Why is that? Rabbeinu Yeruchim is medayik from Rabbeinu Yon in the Shari Tshuva, that the mitzvah of Yerushalayim is different than the mitzvah of Chesed, and it's different than all other mitzvahs. Says Rabbeinu Yon in Shari Gimel, Ki ha-Odom chayiv lahachin me'archi libo b'chol eis, it's our responsibility every moment to do what we can to entrench in our heart Yirah Shemayim. Rabbi Yeruchim is medayek, muchach she'etzem hishtadlus va'esek bekinyan mida hi ha-mitzvah. When it comes to Yirah Shemayim, and maybe at the core of Avodas Hashem, it's not the result that is most critical. It's the process. The process of trying to do the best that we can in Yirah Shemayim, every moment, every second, becomes the mitzvah. That's a tremendous mechayev. Every second there is a new mitzvah of Yirah Shemayim. But it's also a tremendous nechama. And that is that chas v'chalila, we failed the second before. Now we've got a new moment to be mekadesh. Let me try to bring it out in the context of a simple but flawed mashal. At the same time, I think really drives home the point. I think I mentioned in the past, my father may be, well, bli ayin hara now, he's in his late 70s. Ever since he was a child, he loved to run. He taught me to love to run as well. Piece of YU history. I was on the YU track team in my first semester, and then I had to choose between track and night seder. I give you a bracha that you don't have to choose, that you're able to do both. But I had to choose. I was on the track team for the first semester. I loved running when I was younger myself. That was 40 pounds ago. But my father is bli ayin hara, still in fantastic shape. My father goes running, he still does. He goes to the park. We weren't real long-distance runners. I just made it for the 5 miles in yeshiva. My father, when he starts off, during this time he can't run, it's too cold in New York. When he starts off in the spring, he puts on his sweatpants and his sweatshirt, and he laces up his sneakers. He drives to a park, Marine Park in New York, and there he jogs 100 feet. He's in his 70s. He hasn't jogged until he's been hibernation for a winter. He jogs 100 feet. He goes back home. He takes a shower. The next day, he goes back. This time he jogs 200 feet. B'li Yayin Hara, for many, many, many more years, God willing, he continues to add another 100 feet throughout the summer. He doesn't miss anything. Once the weather starts getting warm, he'll jog through the rain. By full time, he's jogging 3 or 4 miles. Let's think about another person who running was important for him in his life. When I was a kid, the fellow who broke the world record for running was a man by the name of Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson is a very beautiful picture of him winning the Olympic gold, setting a record. I don't remember the whole Shtickl Torah, whether the medal was taken away from him or it wasn't. It was, okay, the medal was taken away from him. This guy knows his sports. It's not bad for no old guy's sports. It's not bad. The medal was taken away from him, ultimately because of steroid use. And there are many, many examples in baseball today. Johnson, the world knows about his running. But for whose life, whose physical being was running better for? My father may he will be well, or Ben Johnson? The answer is a Dover Poshut, for my father. For Ben Johnson, it caused him to put into his body all this garbage. And there's no question that running ultimately protected my father, may he be well, much more than it did for what the world recognizes in terms of accomplishment and in terms of result. And the reason for that is the importance in running is not to be the fastest, vis-a-vis the effect on the body. The most important thing is the consistency and the desire to do it right. Yerushalayim is the same thing. Yerushalayim is not about fantastic spurts of strength. Yerushalayim is the deep pursuit, the painful, the glorious pursuit of the desire to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a fundamental difference between Kedusha and Chol. That's a fundamental difference between yeshiva and college. In the secular world, it has to be that the fellow who does better on his exams in biology is the guy that's going to go to medical school, and the guy who doesn't do as well in biology cannot go to medical school because someone's going to die on the table for someone who's getting 60s in biology. It can't be that way. But lahavdil elef alfei havdalos, and I know some people don't think this way, but lahavdil elef alfei havdalos, when it comes to Torah, it's not that way. You could have someone who's getting 60s and 60s and 60s, and that person in the end could become a gadol b'Torah. So Rav Gifter's yard site, this past afternoon, if I'm not mistaken, Rav Gifter went to Yeshiva University High School, and they say in the dormitories, there in Washington Heights, Rav Gifter had pictures of the Gadolei Torah of Europe, and in the middle, inside of it, it's well known, it said, why not you? It's possible for every single person to become a Gadol B'Torah, and it's not true that you have to be a genius to become a Gadol. I could think of Gadolei Torah, of course I'm not going to tell you their names, who I believe were not geniuses at all. Gadolei Torah, who for most of their rabbinic careers were teaching simple Gemara Rashi, were not known as tremendous Iluyim or tremendous Gaonim, but were tremendous Mashpiyim of Klal Yisrael. And is it no question that the difference is manifest inside of our Beis Medrash versus the halls of academia? I mentioned in the past that I've heard, I don't know if it's true, before computers were at play, that there were people when they had an assignment in law review, they would go to the law books and they would look for the Mara Mekomos that they were looking for, but because the professor had presented a particular question that they knew that other people were also looking for the same Mara Mekomos, they would tear those pages out. And Rabosai, In a base of Medrash, the exact opposite phenomenon takes place. And that is when you find something that helps you understand that you run over to your friend. There's a simcha. There's a sharing. Why? Because the result is not important. Who got there first is not important. It's that process. And that makes the Olam HaTorah and the pursuit of Yerushalayim a totally different thing. A person could become a Gadol B'Torah even if he's not one of the smartest. Even if he didn't start out as being one of the most diligent. It only makes sense, the beautiful Sam HaChaim of Torah, that we could have a person like Reb Shlomo Pearl, who was a teacher for 35, 40 years and retired as a public school teacher, and he said he looked in the mirror and he decided that he was an overweight Am Haaretz. He had learned a little bit in yeshiva, and that was it. He went out to work in his young 20s. And he decided he was going to do two things. Number one, he was now retired, he was going to get into shape. And number two, to this day, I'm still masupak whether the assumption was correct or not, but let's run with it. The Reb Shlomo decided that he was no longer going to be able to know Shas, but at least he was going to pick one miktsoa, one area of Torah, that he'll be able to speak with any posek. At age 55, he threw himself into Hilcha Shabbos. 10, 15 years later, I was listening to a tape of him. I knew him as one of the big experts in New York City in Hilcha Shabbos. When the Erev controversy reappeared in Brooklyn, he was one of the go-to people who presented Rav Moshe Feinstein's position most clearly. And then he told the story on the tape. By then he had become, in 10, 15 years, realizing that it wasn't the result, but it was the process. Most people cannot become, at age 55, world leaders in medicine or in physics. But in the world of Torah, a person can. A Talmud told me he went to see him just this past summer. He said he's still going. He's into his 90s now, Bli Ayin Hara. And I happen to have chanced upon a video of his on the internet, and he starts the shiur. He's bent over. I think he's in his 90s by now. And he starts, like, is that right? He's probably in his... Okay. He's younger than that? Okay. He's a little younger than that. Well, I worked with his son, who, okay, 20 years ago. All right, we could do the cheshbon. It's got to be close. By that time, he starts off the shiur and he says, I love you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I love you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's someone who feels a yachas in his learning with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was a fellow in the Grus Kollel that came over to me and said to me, last week we spoke about two brachos in Birchas HaTorah. The bracha of Asher Bochar Banu and the bracha of Lasok B'Divrei Sorah. And we pointed out, Lasok B'Divrei Sora is the Maisa Mitzvah. Asher Bochar Banu is the relationship that we garner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in learning His Torah. And he said to me, he still feels that some of the guys, some of the yeshiva guys, still haven't internalized that dichotomy. What exactly it means about creating that relationship, Asher Bochar Banu, the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in His Torah. So I've discussed this in the past. I think I discussed in the beginning of the year. I'm not going to repeat it again. The yesodos of how Torah fosters a relationship with Kodesh Baruch Hu. If there's a rove that desires that we say it over again, it'll be my pleasure. But there's one very important point that emerges from the above, from Rabbi Rochem. And that is the relationship does not come about through doing well in the exams and through garnering Yediyas HaTorah. And that challenge applies both for the yeshiva guys as well as in Ritzo as well. That the depth of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to come about by getting good grades on our tests. The relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes about with a Mesiras Nefesh for Talmud Torah. Let me flesh this out with two simple examples of this, two yesodos in Machshava. One I believe I heard from Rav Pam, and the other I think I heard in the name of Rav Lichtenstein. Rav Pam pointed out a well-known vart, that the kevesh, the ramp going up to the Mizbeach, was a ramp. It wasn't made of steps. And the yesod is that you're either going up, or if you're not going up, by definition, you're going down. It's not about going from accomplishment to the next accomplishment. There's a beautiful process, Rabbi Rucham says, that we go through every moment. A beautiful process. Not a sense of where we go from degree to degree, but every moment we're either moving up or chas v'chalila we're doing moving down. What's the koach of tshuva? I believe Rav Lichtenstein explained. How could it possibly be that a person could have charot ala avar, kabbalah ala asid, and klapei shmaya, it's all erased? The answer is, if you look at tshuva as a person who's heading in one direction, he's heading in the direction of averos. The moment there's a charot ala avar, kabbalah ala asid, he turns around. He's now going in an entirely different direction. If it's all about results, all those terrible results that took place in the past, he can't erase it right away. Zakt Reb Yerucham, but that's not Avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem is not that process of results. Avodas Hashem is that every moment relationship with Kodesh Brichu. Every new moment, the opportunity of Kedusha. Every new moment, the possibility of tshuva. A young man came to speak to me, and with this I conclude. My heart broke. It's a young couple, and their shalom bias is terrible. Fantastic young man, fantastic young woman. No one here knows who they are, except for one Rebbe who referred me to them, but is not connected at all to the tzibur here. And he said that life was absolutely awful. They're shown by they're fantastic people, each one of them. Fantastic couple, but they just from the first day, they just couldn't manage to get their act together. Can you imagine, God forbid, living 5 years together with almost entirely every moment all about frustrations? It's an awful, awful bechina. I met the couple, and I'm not an expert, and I sent them to psychologists as well, a therapist as well. But I saw them interacting with each other. I saw deep frustration, but at the same time, a basis, a base, where there is something still to work with. Deep frustration for each one of them as individuals, but the marriage wasn't destroyed, Baruch Hashem. The marriage still had potential. They were just paralyzed. They just did not know how to relate to each other, how to have positive communication with each other. They were lost. The first thing we did is I put myself on the line and I said to them, I believe that this could still work. That was step number one. The kevesh had this ball rolling down for years and years and years and years. And then step number two. The only way it's going to happen, that this marriage is going to work, is you, I turned to the husband, I was talking to him one-on-one now, you have to decide that there are things in your midos that you want to work on. The moment that you decide that there are things in your midos, you pick them. I might have my opinions of what things you need to work on, but you decide what is it that you want to work on. And Rabosai, in just after 6 years of terrible frustrations, in 3 weeks they're in a different place. Why? Because it's all about a process. If a person is not going up, by definition, it's going down. If the marriage is not going up, by definition, the marriage is going down. If this young man feels that he's doing something, that his life is simply not terrible, but there's something that he could do to work, to improve, then it's a totally different ball game. It's a totally different yachas. It's a totally different dynamic. And the moment the Talmid falls is the moment when the Talmid decides that the previous second, he looks at the bast and he says, I can't move up from here. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, no, this next second is a new opportunity of Yiras Shamayim. This next second is a new opportunity of Kedusha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Siyata Deshmaya to really, really internalize something that sometimes Western culture often challenges. And that is that our Yachas with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not about results. It's about a process. A process of Iskarvus to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And if we really internalize that, then our relationships will also be different. We won't be caught up in the tragedies of the past or the failures of the past, but we'll be able to say, now is my opportunity to look forward. Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us the Siyata Teshmaya to be Misake Midosenu Uleskare Vila. Baruch Tia. Ha'atzlach Yitzi. How are you doing?
Great.
Nice to see you. Nice to see you. Nice to see you.